What is up, my friends? You are listening to episode 3 of the Overcomers Podcast with Brandon Grimm. If you haven't already checked out episode 2 for my interview with Sarah Cawley, you can find the link to that, along with the link for all of the other episodes at brandongrimm.org/podcast. Also, every episode is going to be at anchor.fm/Brandon Grimm. You can also find the Overcomers Podcast with Brandon Grimm on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. I want to thank you all for listening so far. We've had hundreds of listens through just 2 episodes, so I really appreciate the support. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BrandonGrimm247. So if you're on there and you want to interact on there, I'm on there daily if you want to add me or follow. The majority of the episodes for the podcast will be interview-based, but every so often I'm going to record a topical episode. These episodes will be a lot shorter in length, but they're going to be jam-packed with content, kind of a charge style of episode. And these in-between episodes will be, hopefully the goal for these will be to change your perspective, encourage you to take some action, whatever the topic is, and just provide general motivational value for your daily life. If you do like these charge style episodes or you have a topic you would like me to cover in the future, you can contact me at any of the social media or website via the contact tab. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast or the station, depending on which platform you're listening to, so you don't miss any of the future episodes. So on today's episode, I want to talk to you about overcoming the fear of starting something new. And too often, this seems like one of the hardest things for all of us. And I hope by the end of this, I'll be able to fix your focus a little bit to make today the day you stop saying one day and start saying day one. I want you to start something new today. Is there something in your life that you've ever thought about starting or talked about starting, whether it's a book or a blog, a business or a side hustle, a YouTube page, a meal or a workout plan, joining a gym, changing careers, or forgiving somebody, or telling somebody that you love them more? If you've ever thought about any of these things and you're waiting for the perfect time to start, or you're saying one day or someday, think about all of the things that you do in your daily life. Every single day you have 24 jam-packed hours of action. If you're waiting for the perfect time to add something to that, it's never going to happen on its own. You have to create that space in your life, create that time today, and start today. The main reason we put it off, and we all do this, the main reason we put off starting something new is based on fear. There's 2 types of fear when it comes to this: the fear of failure and the fear of other people seeing you fail. The second one absolutely cripples our actions. Putting the decision to act in the hands of those who you feel are judging you is hands down the easiest way to ensure that nothing new will take place in your life. One of the single greatest freedoms in your life will come when you push past that fear of other people's opinions. Most of the time, in reality, they aren't even thinking about or watching or paying that much attention to what you're doing, but we fabricate these ideas or these expectations in our minds that we must live up to those expectations of others, and it's just not reality. This creates a permission-seeking mentality, which I assure you is not needed. You don't need anybody's permission to start. You don't need anybody's approval or opinions. If you're waiting for that permission from somebody else, you're going to be sitting idle for too long, and you're not going to be moving forward. When it comes to other people's opinions, just remember this when you're starting. They may watch you fail, but they also watched you go for it. They may watch you fail, but they also watched you go for it. So start today. Don't focus on the finish line. Just focus on the start. Focus on starting. You don't have to have the vision to finish. You just have to have the courage to start. This is so crucial. Remember this. You don't have to have the vision to finish. You just have to have the courage to start. Today can be that day one with whatever it is. When it comes to starting something, that vision to finish versus the courage to start, I once heard it put in the terms of one little baby step followed by another baby step. And the analogy was, think about when a baby takes its first steps. No, when a baby takes their first step and they go 1 inch and then they fall down, nobody focuses on the fact that the baby didn't walk across the entire room or fell down or didn't take a second step. They focus on the courage that it took for he or she to take that first step. They focus on the courage it took to start, not the vision to finish crossing the room. Think about that with whatever activity, whatever you're wanting to start or thinking about starting. You don't need to think about the other side of the room. Just think about that one little inch, that one little first step. Celebrate the courage that it takes to take that first step. So I challenge you today, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're dreaming about, whatever you're wondering about starting, I challenge you today to focus on starting today. Make today the day you say day one and you stop saying one day. I hope today's episode encouraged you to take action, encouraged you to start something new, and motivated you to get that going, whatever it is in your life. If you like today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the future episode. Leave me a comment or a message if you want to leave your input, whether it's good or bad. And if you have a topic that you want me to discuss in the future episodes, just send me a message at brandongrim.org/contact, or you can find me on social media at Brandon Graham 247. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.